Support for NPR comes from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org.
It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. State lawmakers have already introduced more than 100 bills on a wide variety of topics since the legislature began last Wednesday. KUNC State Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more on what's expected on the first of many gun measures.
Governor John Hickenlooper and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have pledged to tackle gun laws during the session. And the first bill up is Senate Bill 9. Introduced by two Republicans, the bill would let school boards create policies allowing concealed handguns in K-12 schools.
Creating gun-free zones in our schools hasn't worked. And so it's time for us to be honest and to look at other things that potentially could work.
Republican Senator Scott Renfro of Greeley is one of the main sponsors of the measure. He says criminals are always going to break the law, and he thinks lives could have been saved in places like Newtown, Connecticut, if teachers had been trained to use concealed handguns.
This would give them an opportunity to protect themselves, which is what our Second Amendment is about, and to protect the students in their class.
Republicans will need support from at least one Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee to move the bill forward. Democratic Senator Jesse Ulibarri of Commerce City says he's keeping an open mind.
Most folks in Colorado feel a bit raw after the year we've had with both the Aurora shooting and the tragedy in Sandy Hook. And so as we enter into any conversation about public safety and gun safety, I think we have to start by listening to what folks want us to do.
Meanwhile, Democrats are planning their own gun measures. Two lawmakers from Boulder, including Senator Raleigh Heath, will introduce a bill later this month to ban concealed handguns in university classrooms. CU Boulder now allows concealed guns after a Colorado Supreme Court ruling overturned a campus-wide gun ban.
Guns do not have a place in a university classroom. In a place where education is going on, there's no place for weapons.
Heath says he thinks concealed handguns are also a bad idea in K-12 schools, and he doesn't want the law to change.
I don't think that a free-for-all shooting match in a classroom is going to accomplish anything. In fact, I think it makes it more dangerous.
Other gun control bills in the works include universal background checks for all gun sales, something Governor John Hickenlooper called for in his State of the State address. Currently, background checks aren't needed for private sales. Another Democratic measure would ban high-capacity magazine clips. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.